Hey, you! Here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day, Feel the Power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Ooh! Welcome back to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day,
Feel the Power.
Baby!
That's a little macho man
on that too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I was gonna say it the first time, but you hit it again the second time too.
Yeah.
A little macho man.
Good.
Yeah.
I was always impressed with your Stone Cold, by the way.
We
did that pre-tape once.
Stone Cold Steve Austin says, I don't know. You put me on the spot.
You don't know what he says. I messed up the quote.
Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. You talk about John, you're 316, you thump your Bible. Well, Austin, I mean, I'm saying that. It's on a loop now. Now it's on a loop.
Yeah, but I like you as a loop.
Yeah,
I like hearing it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Okay, so something that we just did, and we have a little bit of video footage of it.
Are you stroking up?
Yeah. You know, you okay? Got blood.
Come back to us.
It's the whole Achilles.
Okay.
Achilles. So E and I got Kofi a Christmas gift.
By the way, you don't have to lie.
And Kofi and I,
it's very kind of you.
A Christmas gift.
That's not true. You got the gifts. Every year you get the gifts.
You get the gifts, yeah.
And we, yeah. But go ahead.
Because so I feel like from our Christmas episode, people feel like I hate Christmas. I don't. When in fact, I very much love Christmas.
You do.
It's just my thing with the other guy. Anyway, so I got E a doll. Is it a doll? An action figure?
I mean, it's not an action figure. Doll is correct. I think here.
Okay.
It blew my mind. This is a Steve Urkel. This is probably a good foot tall. So I had this as far as all the toys I had in my childhood, this is the one I remember most because I took this with me everywhere on the jungle gym. I used to wrestle with him. So the backstory is I was a kid. I don't remember how young I was, but I was young. I got a Beetlejuice for a present. I don't remember if it was Christmas or my birthday.
Ooh, so also too. So some people might understand what this is because they may have had one, but for the people who weren't alive during Family Matters, can you explain just what you're holding? So
I'm currently holding a Steve Urkel. He's about a foot tall. You pull him, and he says his catchphrases, and it's incredible.
Pull him?
You pull the string. He's got a string.
Okay. You got to make sure.
I mean, I do have to. Right.
You should
clarify
that.
What I was pulling.
Because if you pull me, I'll make noises, too.
Stop it.
Stop it.
You pull the string. Okay. You got a string on his back.
Okay.
And he says his catchphrases, and this was my favorite toy as a kid, and I took him everywhere. So, to back up a little bit, I got a Beetlejuice as a kid. Like, the same kind of doll. But I don't know why I got a Beetlejuice. I don't know why my parents got me a Beetlejuice. I wasn't a Beetlejuice fan or anything.
Real big.
I mean, Beetlejuice was cool, but I don't remember really being into it as a kid.
But they had cartoons of Beetlejuice, too. Beetlejuice was big.
Beetlejuice was, I guess I, maybe I did. Yeah, I watched
you
the cartoons,
cartoon?
Not the movie.
Okay.
Don't, yeah.
Okay.
That's my truthy voice. Y'all like to say when I'm most truthful. That's how
he's high pitched.
Right.
The more honesty.
But anyways, the Beetlejuice doll. The Beetlejuice doll scared me as a child. I was frightened.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know, because it was fun. So I was frightened by the Beetlejuice doll. So my parents took it back and they got me the Steve Urkel, which is my favorite toy. I don't know why we talked about it recently, but it blew my mind a little bit that you got this. They don't make these anymore. I'm pretty sure this box is from the 90s.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And this toy is incredible. As soon as I started to realize what it was, my mind was blown.
Your face.
My mind was blown.
You looked up and looked back down at you. I think I know what it is.
This is incredible. I feel like I'm six again.
That's wild.
That's how I want to make you feel, you know. Well, bring thanks, it back to man. Your childhood. Thanks, warm your heart a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And then got something even better for Kofi.
Yeah, well,
even
better. See, this is where, okay, it devolves. Go ahead now. I mean, yeah.
So Kofi is, he's a huge, huge football fan.
Big, big.
You all know he loves football. One of his favorite teams on this earth that has given him so much life and has given him so much to talk about, so much to think about, mm-hmm. so much ammunition to spit when his mouth is going rapid fire about mm-hmm. throwing the pigskin. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Falcons. He loves them so much.
You just gonna get so on his podcast and lie.
I got him a Falcons jersey. Not lying. Have you not constantly spoken about the Falcons?
I have not. You do spoken about the Falcons. Not in the positive.
You do. But you talk about
the only positive thing about the Atlanta Falcons is the Dirty Bird. Okay,
nasty
Jamal Anderson back in the day. Like I used to do that. But other than that. No, sir.
Why are you talking about him so much?
No, because you're the one who represents him. You have a affiliation with the Falcons, right? Because you're from Atlanta and everything. Yeah. We had a nice wager based on the Falcons and Patriots Super Bowl. Do you remember what happened there? Since we're talking about it,
I wore.
It was 28-3. It was 28-3. Y'all were winning, you know? And we came back and made the greatest comeback in the history of Super Bowls, the greatest comeback maybe in the history of sports.
I will say I am very glad. That day we were in Portland. I don't think I'll ever forget this. We were in Portland, and we decided, I think we got together in Woodsy's room.
Yeah.
And I eventually left to go work out. But you guys were sitting in this room, live streaming, watching the Super Bowl, Atlanta up big. About to bring home a championship to the city.
I stopped caring about the game. I was playing Injustice. We had it early. I was showing off this game. And then all of a sudden.
And then
I love that it was all captured on television.
That's right.
And, on the YouTubes or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can find a GIF or GIF, however you decide to pronounce that. That's a whole other
GIF
topic.
GIF because giraffe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it just bossed me to no end because it's a tale of two cities, a tale of two men going through so many different reactions right now. Kofi jumping up on the bed.
That's right.
Losing his mind. Mm-hmm. Just like a child on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Woods, the look of dejection in his eyes. You see the soul seep from his body. It left him. That was such a real reaction. That was real.
In the moment, too, because I forget what the play was, but somebody, it was like, we had to get a first down to like seal the game or something like that, and the Falcons had stopped the momentum of the run, and you see Woods happy about it, and then there's another surge, and we get the first down, and you just see his face just crestfallen. It was amazing. And then me, crestfallen, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And then me, I lost all control of my body. You know, I had no, all the things you saw me do in that clip, like I had no choice. My body was just uncontrollably just wild, throwing the chair. I picked up the chair, I think.
You threw the chair.
I threw it off. It's not my chair.
Kofi, I've never seen Kofi destroy a hotel room.
My
but
God.
But then he did destroy mine.
Yeah.
Because he won.
I jumped on your bed and then somehow I melted off. I was just, it was weird.
It was so ridiculous that the NFL actually used that in their clip.
Yeah.
Of like showing.
They did.
Yeah.
They
used that clip
on social media
showing like people's reactions to the game.
No idea.
And it was like,
wow.
It was too much. Moving on.
And all that to say, now here we are after Woods putting so much thought into giving E this Urkel doll, you know, a gift that you said that you were on the jungle gym with, which I would pay to see a picture or video of you running through the playground with your Steve Urkel doll. And for whatever reason, even as a child, I picture you like still like thick AF.
I'm still brolic.
You
know? I'm still brolic.
Brolic. Running around the playground with your Steve Urkel doll. And
suspenders on, about to go into the old folks' home.
Let's be done with this.
That's who gave him the pep talk.
Someone who might know a little bit about young E.R.
Would be
a man who's here right now. Go ahead and introduce
him. Our very first podcast guest of all time.
Yes.
A man that I call my brother. Mm. A man that I've known since I was 18 years old.
Mm.
We played football together at the University of Iowa. Go Hawks. Mm. We were roommates.
I did it for myself.
But a man that I have known for quite some time, one of the closest people to me on earth, his given name is Rashad Dunn, but we like to call him Big Juicy.
Big Juicy
is in the building. I'd just like to start this off, thank you very much, by saying this podcast has officially been hijacked. It is no longer WWE Feel the Power.
It's the new day.
Corporate restructuring. Just started on there. Hijack. I had to disrespect just a little bit. You know, just coming right off of. But it is now currently known as Big Juicy, a.k.a. The Juice and the Boys. Freshly squeezed.
Oh,
You ain't, oh, you ain't
freshly squeezed.
Freshly squeezed.
We can squeeze?
Squeeze me. I mean, the only person I won't squeeze is E. E tends to squeeze back when he squeezes.
No, I don't want to get squeezed by you.
You speaking from experience?
Yeah.
You've been trying to squeeze me.
I'll tell you one story. Since we're talking about it, one time he came back from a wedding and he was lit. Your boy was lit, and it's, for some reason, I was just trying to get some sleep. Your boy came into my room and just wanted to toss with me real quick. It was real strange. I was like, what you doing? Trying to get some sleep. And he wouldn't leave me alone. So I had to body slam him. Whoa. I had to just slam him.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't just a body slam. I just remember waking up and going, man, my collarbone. My collarbone. Like, it kills me right now. I don't remember what happened after 8 o'clock that night.
You all touchy-feely and like, you being weird.
It was definitely weird because we were just never touchy-feely dudes.
No. But you had a sweat of something in you. You came from a wedding.
Again, you're talking about.
I guess you didn't score at the wedding, so you timed it.
I don't know, that's how you feel?
Get proper numbers.
You thought I was just going to come up and get my
guns?
I'm
going to get my guns. I got to get the poison out.
I said, it ain't going to be me.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, those chesticles you got over there, it's just, you know, they might mistake you a little bit. I'm just saying. I didn't remember, you know, what was going on at the moment.
I am a man.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
I just remember waking up, walking into the living room, and, you know, E sitting there, and he's got that face, you know, that stank face he gives you whenever he's, like, mad. It's just like that. Mm-hmm. And you're just mm-hmm. like,
yep, we know.
And so, like, you automatically know you did something wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, you walk in, he gives you, and he tends to hump a lot. He's got that hump. Yeah. You know, I don't know how much he does that these days, but, like, when he really mad at you, you know, it was like a carburetor trying to start or something. So, like, he's just sitting there. He's got to look. He just side eyes me real quick. And I'm just like, oh, I did something wrong. Okay, what did I do this time? And so I was like, dang, man, E, what's up with my collarbone? Well, my collarbone's like killing me. I felt like it was like broken. I had to body slam you. And I was like, wait, what? It was real nonchalant. Like, he was just sitting there. He was just like, I had to body slam you. And I was like, you body slammed me? What? Why? Why did you body slam me? Because you were touching on me and I had to body slam you. I was like, touching on you? I was like, no, I didn't. He was like, yes, you did. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, mind you, that was toward the end of our time living together. So,
and that's why it ended.
that's what brings it up, by the way. But several score and many years ago, when I was just a young pup and I was a lot thinner, as you would probably see now, I walked into this room and saw this boulder of a human being taking up two seats in the in our conference room. And this was like our second day on campus. And I had missed the first day, so I walk in late and everybody's like eyeballing me because they're like, oh, who's this new guy? Who's this? You know, and I'm pretty skinny at the time, you know, maybe 240 or something like that. And we're all looking at E, and E's like pretty much all shoulder blade. I know it's hard to imagine that now.
No, I'm saying, why 240 skinny? That's why I love
in the circles that we ran in, 240 was skinny.
Yeah, it's 240. You saw that photo of me when I was real young. Like, I looked like a baby giraffe. I had that neck that was like 4 feet long and whatnot.
So I walk in,
and we see E. He's sitting up there. He looks like a golem. He's like got one shoulder up here on the side, one shoulder over here. He's got like a seat on each butt cheek, and he's just like, and everybody in the back is like, man, who is this creature? Who is this ginormous human being? And I was like, I don't go see what's up. No, am I ignorant behind? So I walk up. Hey, man, what junior college you go to? Junior college? I did not go to junior college. I am a freshman.
Every time people do an impression of me from college, they got this robotic. I don't know what voice is that.
You were very pop, you know, very proper sounding human being. Even though the only time that I've ever seen you really go nuts was when the pigeons came, you know, like birds. You know, I don't know if he told you about it.
Hold up now.
See, we're learning things too.
We got a bird phobia?
We're learning things too.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Oh, my bad. Oh, you didn't tell them about the birds, did you?
Oh, my.
Oh.
There's nothing to tell about the birds.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing to tell about
what,
the
you
birds?
Like pigeons? You like rats with wings coming from the sky?
All I'm saying
you
is...
You like that?
All I'm saying is...
That's what you wouldn't do?
All I'm saying is I don't run away screaming when they show up.
There was
That's
no
it.
Screaming.
You definitely ran away. You definitely would run away.
No, I don't... You know
he's,
that.
He's one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen. A pigeon comes running up, and he's like, hey, hold on, man.
I don't know.
You're looking at it. I'm like, wait, what are you? He admits he's afraid of foul. Wow. You know?
I wouldn't say afraid.
What would you say?
You're terrified.
Fear the foul. Healthy respect.
Healthy respect. Is that what it was?
You do you over there. I'm going to do me over here.
Is this all foul?
I don't really care for like chickens or anything. You know.
So if there was a chicken,
you want
to
know why you had
to
issue the chickens?
I wouldn't.
With the yard bird?
No. Farm animals, for the most part, keep him away from me. Like Alexa with her pig. What is that?
She has a pig?
Yeah, she has a pig.
Wow.
Doesn't Liv has that. A pig too?
Yeah. What y'all doing?
No.
Pig has pets?
Yeah.
She has pets. She's they're like in the bed. She posts pictures, look, just cut it up and like, she let the pig in the bed.
In the bed?
Yeah. She put a pig in the bed.
So, it's hey. So it's a pig in a blanket?
Yay!
Ding!
That's such a cozy, it's hors d'oeuvre. I like it. That's just an hors d'oeuvre.
It was funny because that was, you know, one of the first things I learned about this young man over here. This incredible, incredibly large young man here. He also basically had free reign of the weight room whenever he went because, you know, we used to call him the myth as well. Now, mind you, people, everybody calls him Big E and they don't realize that Big E's been his name for like a long time now, since we were 18. You know, we've called him that since then because, you know, nobody could pronounce his name.
Everybody it's was not like, that hard. It's two syllables. Eh? Tor.
I understand that.
It's not that difficult. What I'm saying, everyone.
So many people say Etor.
Etor.
Everybody's very confusing.
I just don't correct people, and I guess it just
can be. But I started correcting them for you.
I do appreciate that. Respect.
Well, he's just that kind of guy.
Why was he called the myth?
Because he had that build. Back then, he was bigger than he was right now. You know? That's the first time I've ever seen him own that. That's the very first time I've ever seen him own it. But you know, he would come in. Like I said, he was just this massive human being, and then he was like 20, almost 30 pounds heavier than he is right now. Mm-hmm. So he's like walking, and we're looking at him. It was like, that's like Baby Hulk. That's like the Chocolate Hulk right there. He just walks in. He's like this massive human being. So he's in there like getting extra curls and whatnot. And we're like, hey, can we get extra work? And the wait staff is like, no, go away. And one day I was like, well, he gets extra work. Well, that's him. Okay, so no. Okay, I'm just going to walk away now. I guess I'm just chopped liver. You know, I'm coming from, you know, the absolute country in Georgia. Like, I'm a two-star out of, like, Nowheresville. So, you know, he shows up with this form, and what do I got? I got large legs. I look like a pyramid because I had this tiny upper body, so I look like a string bean all the way down to my legs. Our relationship developed primarily because, you know, we shared mutual acquaintances, and as we got to know each other, you know, you found out certain things about him, like when we started living with each other, how we just found out how cheap, how he very frugal he is.
He's good to save money. It's good to save money. I don't know what the problem is.
There's nothing wrong with saving money, you know. You know, one of my favorite things about it was, you know, he bought this Geo Metro. That was it's a 91 Geo Metro, mind you. This thing was about as big as this table right here.
And what year is 93, this?
I think. 93.
93.
No, it was 93.
That's was right. 2006.
It's about 2006. Okay. Yeah, it was about 2006. So he had this. It was on sale. He was like, well, how much is $800? And so he comes in, and he looks like a sardine in this thing. And he, like, you know, he gets out, and it's just like, and like, you hear the suspension. It's just.
A lot of money. And,
oh, yeah. You need the suspension. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get him off me. Get him off. And what we would do.
You're driving.
And we used to all, I mean, and what we do is, like, all of us as roommates, we would all pack into this little Geo, and, you know, there's five of us in this little car, and he would get in there with his shoulders and his elbows, like, tucked out to the side, and we'd have to drive everywhere it goes. So we look like a clown car getting out. So, like, literally, you'd hear the suspension. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. Whew, he just got out. Thank you.
Oh, wait,
thank
wait. You. So you said that you were skinny at 245.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there were five of you in this car?
A lot of weight in that car.
How was it not just grinding on the ground?
It was.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was.
I'll tell you one thing. That car was the only thing I owned in this world, pretty much. I owned very little. And I'll tell you the one thing that this man did with that car is he ripped the handle of my car off. And I was irate. You know, when you don't own much, you broke in college. Yeah. I was broke. He said, let me get snatched it off.
Look,
we had some problems because he broke the handle.
See
of my
what
car.
Had happened?
I was real angry.
What had happened was, okay, he didn't fully describe the scenario. It was cold. It was like 20 degrees, mm-hmm. and it was like raining, like snowing and whatnot out. So the door had frozen. So, you know, I didn't know that. I go out there, I try to hit the handle. It's unlocked. So I'm like, okay, well, why is it not opening? I keep pulling. Pow! And it comes off. And I was like, oh no. And so literally, I mean, that's all I can think of in my head. Like literally, his voice goes, oh no. And so I was like, maybe he didn't see it. And so I look down, and he's glaring at me from the side of the steering wheel. And he's just like, did you just rip my door handle off my car? And I looked at it. I looked at the handle, and I was like, no. I'm sitting there with the handle.
You think I'm stupid?
He was like, just get in, man. And so we get in the car, and it is like it's like the Pope died. Like, it was so quiet. And I'm like looking out the window because I'm like, I really don't want to look at this man. I hope I make it back. I hope I make it back from Poncheros, because we're going to Poncheros. It's like our favorite spot in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we sit in there. I mean, he doesn't say a word to me. And like, I try to make small talk on the way back. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop, because he's clearly irritable with me. And that was like his thing. You learned that pretty early. When he was mad at you, you either got a huff, a stare down, a chuff. Like, that's it.
I like to bottle it in.
Until
it bursts.
He's a bottle.
I feel like, yeah.
Now, when he was feeling joyous, you know, when he was feeling joyous, he would pull off amazing feats of athleticism, you know? Like, when we'd go out, you know, we'd go out and go hang out at places where people congregate and partake and of merriment and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when E would have a little merriment, a little liquid courage, he tended to dance a little bit. I don't know if you guys have ever seen E dance. You know,
I don't know if you have ever seen E dance. That's what we do every night. Every night.
I don't know. Show him, because I don't think they've ever
remember.
Seen it before.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember it?
No.
Oh, you don't remember it? You because you would, you know, you would have your little, you had your little butt nakeds on. You had the Timberlands, the wheat Timbs, with the tongue out.
We just glossed over a butt naked song and went right to the Timbs.
Well, that's
what you call the Timbs.
Yeah.
Oh,
butt
nakeds.
The wheat Timbs. I never heard that.
I never.
Feel free to use that.
Okay, butt nakeds. So what do you call like the cherry reds?
You know,
the blacks.
We just knew that the wheat color ones.
Nakeds.
The wheat color ones were butt nakeds.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
got a whole collection of Timbs.
But this dance.
Oh, but this, I mean, you know, he would just break out with it suddenly. You know, when he was, you know, full of merriment, and we're looking at it, was like, oh, the city boy. He'd be out there just city boy with it. He still had a beanie on like he got on right now. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he had the little tongue out with the Timbs, and he's just up and down the stage floor with it. And he was going, just killing it.
Right. So, like, you know, this is true. Like, I'm listening to you describe this. I'm like, this every single word of this is true.
Yes.
Like,
it so resonates.
The tongue hanging out.
It's the crazy part is, we've talked about this before, looking back at pictures from, what, mid-2000s? The baggiest of clothes.
Oh, yes. Man.
Jabot jeans, Tim's, the 4X tall tees down mid shin.
Dress.
Oh, my, it's ridiculous. God. Why do we dress like that?
It was embarrassing, man. Because there was a point in time where I was cleaning out my closet and I was looking, old sweatsuits. And it is so comically big. And I almost got mad because I'm like, who let me wear this? Like, I thought I was styling, you know what I mean? Like, my pants, I would always have to be, you know, pulling them up, holding them up, you know? And it was just like, what are we doing, man? There was even a point in time in like middle school where like I had to go back and apologize to my friend, because in middle school we used to make fun of him for having tight pants. Like, oh, you had tight pants on. And then now that's all I wear. Like, my pants, you know, one would argue might be even too tight.
So right tight.
Now. I would argue.
But so good. I feel like I could like see veins in your calf.
Yeah. Hey,
his jeans on.
I went to Europe and I saw what they were doing and I liked it. You know? And I brought it back.
So much.
I brought it back to the States and I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. 'Tis crunchy yet soft. 'Tis filling yet has a hole. 'Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions, all apply. See website for details.
You guys have seen us wear these tracksuits, and so we always get tracksuits, and, you know, it'll be my job or E's job or Kofi's job. It kind of rotates. And this last go-around, it was Kofi's turn, I believe, and when I finally put the sweatpants on, I realized that they were painted to my thighs.
Paint them up.
And I was so upset. And they had cuffs on the bottom. I don't want cuffs on the bottom of my sweatpants.
Hate cuffs.
Hate cuffs. I want my legs to be able to breathe.
That's the style,
and
man.
So I go to talk to him about it. Hey, I think our pants are switched. And I see his pants are even tighter than my pants are. He's like, no, this is
the
look.
That's the look,
this is
man.
The style.
Yeah, that's the look. I got him, bro. I got that sweatsuit in every color, you know, in mediums. As a matter of fact, so the airline lost my bags yesterday, so I had to buy a pair of actual, like, dress pants from Walmart, of all places. And it was a size 36 in the waist. And I'm mad that it was a 36, because even now, like, these, even though they're kind of tight, but they're too, they're kind of baggy. I don't know. They're just too, they're not tight enough. These right here, like, I'm mad at this.
Okay, so since you guys can't see this video, what Kofi means by baggy is that he can actually put his hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's what that means to this man right now.
Hey, keep it tight, man. That's, you should apply the same logic
not
to
in
your clothing.
Pants.
Okay.
I got stuff
that's
that needs to be able to breathe.
That's your catchphrase.
No,
I don't. It applies to clothing.
Yeah, but you used to rock the JNCOs.
I did rock JNCOs. I did, because you can put a 2-liter Mountain Dew in them. In the pockets, we would be killing Surge, Mountain Dew, and then we're like, oh, you can't drink Mountain Dew because the yellow 6 that's in it.
Oh, yeah.
The myth.
Yep.
The myth.
Yep. It was yellow 6 or yellow 5?
I don't know. I think it was yellow 6.
Up north, it was yellow 5.
Man, put that hand down. That 5 hand. I don't know why I would have backhanded you when I did it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, that's serious.
If I'm just slapping you in the face. What's the... Oh! All right. So we got some history. I have one very important question for you, because I very much enjoy learning about the history of this of the myth.
Oh, the myth.
So... what's the most embarrassing story that you can recall that involves this man? just lay it all out. Give us the worst.
Well, I mean, you can sit there and side eye me all you want. I mean, you the one, you clearly fired first, so you had this one coming. I'm just going to let you know.
And if you missed it, go check out Up Up Down Down. They played UFC, and he told a great story about becoming better friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we talk about becoming, you know, pretty good friends, he has, as all men do, he has impulses, and so. As we were, I'm gonna do it. See, I wasn't gonna do it. And then you had to fire off on the juice, so the juice got to fire back. This is how it is.
I'll win it.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
Be done with it.
I'm gonna squeeze it for everything it's worth. That's you just better get ready. So here we are. So I come home. All right. I come home. I'm like the only one without a car, so I like walk to and from school every day. Like literally, I was one of those people.
How far is that?
it was. I don't know. It was actually like.
Couple miles?
Yeah, it was actually. No, like I'm not joking. Like it was legit. Like I ain't one of those people. It was like legit. Like 2 miles. I'd just get up and go like to the bus stop and then catch it.
I almost said, why don't you get an Uber?
So you know, yeah, exactly. So you know, I come home one day. I see his car is in the driveway. Okay, whatever. We had a split level house, so you know, I'm downstairs. I'm like yelling for E, man, where you at? Nothing. Okay. I'm walking around, walking upstairs. Mm-hmm. E! So you walk down the hallway, and you know, you had a room straight ahead, and you had a room to the right. So I walk in. This is Mike's room, by the way. Mike had the computer. No. So
Mike, whose house we stayed at?
Oh yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So good Mike. We go to oh yeah. So we you know, I'm walking by and I happen to see E. I just, out of the corner of my eye, I see a figure, and you know, but I go straight ahead to the room in front, and I'm looking at the other room on the side. And so I was like, I'm like yelling for E, I'm yelling for him. I turn around, and E is like semi-stood up over this computer, and he's like looking at me. He's got like this look of mortified terror on his face. Like he looked like a doe that had been caught in headlights, you know, with a rifle. And like his pants are like a quarter way down, and I'm looking at it, I was like, dude. I've been yelling for you for the last like 5 minutes. What are you doing? What's going on? And then I just take in the whole picture because E walked around shirtless then.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, he just doesn't believe in shirts. It's just
not much
thing.
Has changed.
Yeah, I didn't think it did. So I'm looking at him, I said, dude, what are you doing? Why are you walking down? And I look at him and I look at the computer and I look back at him And I look at the computer again, and I was like, no. I start laughing. I turn around and walk away. And he comes downstairs, and he's got this look on his face like he's mad at me. I'm like, why are you mad at me?
Yeah, I was getting my alone time in.
So I was sitting there, and I was like, why are you mad at me? I didn't do anything. I'm a man. Men have impulses. I'm like, why? So like, why are you explaining this to me? I'm not your son. I don't need that talk. Yeah. So I just
something
you
had know. To be said. It was clear the air.
Is that what it was? Clear the air. Because it was only awkward for one person. For me, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
you know,
not so much for me.
It was a great day for me because I was like, man, he is human. But wait, human being.
So you were in Mike's room?
Oh yeah.
He had the computer.
We didn't have smartphones back in our day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We couldn't just pull them up.
Yeah, but that's not your space.
Look, we're all very giving
cool with each
other. You know?
Oh, you said you were standing up.
I sat in the chair.
Oh, you sat in the chair too?
Cheeks out.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
The thing is, I don't think Mike would care either. So Mike, I don't know if we ever told Mike.
Does Mike not know the story?
Mike does not. He's about to find out now.
We have been in Mike's home multiple times.
We have.
He's been nothing but cordial to us. You guys didn't tell him this story. He might be hearing it for the first time right now.
Probably, yes.
How many times did this occur?
I don't recall.
Oh, no. His chair, man. That's his chair.
I mean, the chair didn't get it.
Oh, but you had your mouth.
Get it?
That's your
get it? Okay, let's move on.
My chair.
Oh, my God. Speaking of E with his cheeks out, Gallows and Anderson made an attempt to take advantage of you back in the day.
What a bizarre angle.
Very, very. We promised you this, so we're going to talk about it. That was my segue. Congrats.
Yeah, real smooth. Well, smooth enough.
This is talking about E's testicles. We're going to be blunt.
So we decided this is the first time I think we were Gallows and Anderson. We had a program with them that led up to SummerSlam. And at one point after a match, they damaged my deals.
Yeah. And what was they use the post? Was it the ring post?
Yes, and it was called ring postitis.
Ring postitis.
Right.
That's right. God, this is dumb, man.
Real dumb.
God, this
so
is
dumb.
So dumb.
I love wrestling.
This story includes ring postitis. Mm-hmm. It includes Diddy, P. Diddy, yeah. Backstage.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about my nuts.
Yeah. I forgot about
Daddy. That's a real thing.
And the stale cereal, too. Y'all remember?
Oh, yes.
This also includes Jon Stewart at the big blow-up at SummerSlam.
Oh, my God.
In our match wearing a Bootios shirt. Everything about it was so bizarre. What were we doing?
I don't know.
Which, they were going to beat us up, but then when they're going to beat Jon Stewart up, that's when you showed up.
Yeah. I didn't care about y'all, but y'all know I love me some Jon Stewart. I'm coming down for the save. So I think they took me out. They posted my deals on the ring post.
You can say
testicles. Okay. They posted my testicles, and I was out for several weeks. Oh, this also worked out very well for me because we went to Australia soon thereafter.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys worked the 3 or 4 shows in Australia. You guys would have this match. Something would happen. So I would waddle out from the stage because I couldn't really walk briskly. So I would waddle out, and I would do the intro, which would distract them, and then I think you guys would turn around on them and do the... So I went to Australia just to say, aw, town, for 20 seconds, and then we go to the back. I remember Michael Hayes afterwards coming up to us and saying, yeah, you know, I don't know why those guys aren't as aggressive as we want them to be, and they're not, just the way he painted it, like, oh, they're not coming off as the badasses that we want them to be. I was like, Michael, you guys gave them this bizarre ring post-itis angle where they also had, remember they had a backstage with Dana Brooke, who was like the nurse, and they had the doctor jackets, and it was so...
And the jars.
Had their testicles in
the jars. The jars, right, they're just eggs.
And you drank it.
I was wondering when you were getting to that.
Yes, I was.
Because that's what I want to know, what was going through your mind when you drank the brine.
I felt like, so I come down, you guys have your match. I forgot exactly how things, but Jon Stewart's out there for the whole match, right?
Yeah.
And I come down at the end, obviously, when you guys are being beat up.
Who cares?
But they threaten Jon Stewart, and I come running down, hit some belly-to-bellies, whatever, big fire-up moment for me. And what better final moment than to loosen the top of this jar that evidently holds my testicles in it, to rip it off and drink this briny water that my testicles have been sitting in for several weeks.
So disgusting.
When you went to do that, I remember just being like, completely breaking character and be like, why is he doing that? What is he doing?
Oh, I think I just thought it was like colored water.
No.
It was actual
disgusting. I don't know
salty,
what it was like. Right. Yeah,
it was
like
disgusting.
A disgusting concoction.
It's very salty.
That should not have been consumed by any man.
We were near each other.
And we're just
it's just like the time We'll talk about that later. We won't even talk about it. But yes, so Kofi. So
just
the three
like
of
what
us.
What time? You can't. I don't know what you're talking about.
So the three of us have these moments, and I think that we kind of talked about in the first or second episode where we'll be watching what's happening in the ring or on the floor, and we're like, what the hell is happening? But it's hilarious and it's weird. And that was definitely one of those moments where we just turn to each other like.
And you just like downing it too, and like your eyes all wide, and just like you, it wasn't just a sip. Like you got a lot. That was like a big gulp.
Yeah.
Just disgusting, man.
Right.
That was disgusting.
Taking the juice back.
Taking it back.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah. No. I'm never.
What did it taste like?
It was very briny, very salty.
Yeah.
I don't know why it wasn't just water. Yeah. Why was it actual like salty water? I don't think it was. What do they usually put them in?
Actual formaldehyde? Salty water. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what they usually put testicles in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You guys don't know what testicles are usually floating around in?
I feel like in the message too, like, so, you know, the symbolism is you coming back out and you taking your testicles back.
Yeah, nuts back.
You didn't even take your nuts back.
No.
You just took the water that was preserving them, and you left them in the bottle.
So now they're dead.
Are they still in the bottle? Like, what? You know, where are they?
Yeah. Where are your testicles?
Where are your testicles, E?
I got prosthetics, maybe.
is that in Brooklyn? Did you donate them? Donate them to the Barclays Center? Toss them out. It's on. Who wants a testicle?
It's on display in the Barclays Center in one of those display boxes. Just, oh, my God.
Like a jersey and they hung them up.
That's right. They retired my nuts.
Yes.
Oh, God. What are we talking about?
Okay, so that was our angle with Gallows and Anderson. Then we ran into Cesaro and Sheamus.
The bar.
Who Cesaro we've ran into so many times. Cesaro is essentially a member of the New Day at this point. Any monumental thing that's happened with New Day, I'd say like 80% of them, if not more, involve Cesaro.
Yeah, easily.
Yes. He was there, I believe, wasn't he in the gauntlet that we wrestled, the tag team gauntlet? Or no? Didn't we wrestle the bar in the tag team gauntlet? I cannot remember all the teams we wrestled.
I don't remember.
I want to say maybe. Let's say maybe.
Remember, we're so scared.
Kofi's in much better shape than me, so we can wrestle an hour. An hour is a long time to wrestle.
Long time.
And Kofi wrestled an hour, and then we found out that we had to wrestle an hour. But then we got the break with the Usos.
Yeah.
The Usos come down and cut a
promo.
It was
like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad. Yeah, yeah. And like, there's times where I'm just laying down, selling for a while. We were fine.
Like, I'll get beat up, you get beat up, we were fine.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But then we started with TJ and Claudio, with Cesaro and Kid. We started with them. Then we wrestled The Bar. And we also wrestled Cesaro and Shin recently. Uh-huh. I feel like several incarnations of Cesaro along the way.
Cesaro. Even before that, too, like me and Cesaro feuded for the United States Championship.
Yeah. So I remember when... sorry. So remember we had to establish our friendship to get us all on screen because we had to piecemeal this thing together. Right. We knew the three of us wanted to be in a group, and we'd established that you and I were friends first. Yeah. But anyway, Cesaro was there for that when we were just trying to get off the ground.
And I wasn't booked.
Yeah. We were still trying to, you know, it took a while. Like,
pieces
let's
together,
start
so
with this,
gotta find
and then
the
we'll get to the third. It was, you know, tough times.
And
But yeah, so he was an integral moment at all, you know, so many of these milestones for us.
Yeah, we did the double switch with him.
We did?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, any big moment. So he was there for the, no, he wasn't there for that. I was going to say the Budios box. That was not him. That was Sheamus was involved.
Sheamus.
Yes. But Cesaro was there when Cesaro and Sheamus were the ones that broke our longest, the 483 days, ended because of them. We dropped the titles to them.
So honestly, like anybody that would have beaten us for that, like I'm very glad that Cesaro was involved. Mm-hmm. And then obviously like building for me at least, I didn't have like a long relationship with Sheamus as like you guys may have. So getting to know him was fantastic. Yep. We also tussled with the Vaudevillains.
The Vaudevillains.
Bang, dang, 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 dang.
I don't know why that started, but so we would do this Vaudevillain interruption, and that's how, to me, their music sounded like that. So they would interrupt, and I would make that noise, the ding, ling, 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 ling. And then it just became any of the interruption. Anytime a tag team came down, I would just make that noise. And this is probably not funny to anyone besides us. It's very hard to explain.
It's supposed to imitate like the 1820s piano in the saloon, right?
Yes.
The beginning of this song, but it sounds nothing like that.
So, stuff with them, my most intense, vivid memory from anything involving the Vaudevillains was when they were wrestling Enzo and Cass. Mm. And we were out there on the beanbags, and we got everything cleared. We had candy. We had like huge, like 42-ounce big gulps. We had pizza. We had everything. It was like legit, like back in the day, you know, you go over to your buddy's house to watch a pay-per-view, and you have all this stuff. Like, that's what we were doing. It was so good. And
good time.
We're like Snapchatting everything. But then when Enzo got hurt, like, I was Snapchatting it, and I had the video, and I immediately deleted it because I was like, no one needs to see that. I don't know what's going on.
That was crazy.
Freaked out. It's like, I'm glad that he ended up being okay. But that just always stuck out of my mind because we're so hyped for that match.
I know.
And then things happen. Wrestling's dangerous, people.
It is dangerous.
Take care of yourselves.
Dangerous. Yes.
So we had this crazy reign. It was awesome. Wild that it was able to happen in this day and age because people normally don't hold on to championships for this long. So one thing, it was a huge honor, obviously, for the three of us. And then hats off to everybody that helped us get to that point, all the teams that we worked with, because without being able to have these kinds of matches, we wouldn't have been able to have that kind of streak. So this is our shout out. Thank you to everybody that was a part of that. So appreciate y'all. And now I actually want to hear at least one more story from the Juice.
Haven't you heard enough?
No.
Nah.
Apparently there's a story involving Hitch, the movie. Just the movie, or
I wouldn't say story as much as obsession.
Oh.
He's obsessed with the movie. The man will watch it all day long.
What?
Literally all day long. Literally all day long. I sat and watched this man sit in a recliner and watch Hitch as it came on over and over and over and over. And I looked at him and I walked into the kitchen. I said, man, what? I said, are we watching this again? He said, yes. I said, are you serious? Are you going to keep watching? What? It's a great movie.
Look, so if Hitch is on the TV, you bet I'm watching it. Hitch is incredible. Are you Will Smith?
It's not that great a piece of cinema.
Kevin James.
Okay.
Kevin James. Hold up. Eva Mendez in her prime looking right. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you mean always?
Always looking right. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank yes, you. Sir.
Is that why you ended up in Mike's room with the computer?
Look, that's another story. That's another. Don't mix stories. Don't mix stories. Don't mix stories here.
I'm just
writing Hitch fan
fiction. It might just be a blend.
I'm not even a huge rom-com guy, but that might be the perfect rom-com. Will Smith is so lovable. Yes. You know when he needs a Benadryl, his face gets puffy. You see, y'all love, they love Hitch too. You're the only hater in this building right now.
I'm not hating on the movie. I'm not saying that the movie was. I'm not gonna say it was the best. But at the same time, do you have to watch it all day?
It warms my heart.
It warms your heart.
I mean, it makes you believe, but it's a great movie. But
so Hitch is like White Chicks for me. That movie,
maybe. I mean, you call White Chicks the greatest movie of all time.
It is the greatest movie of all time.
I won't go that far.
I will.
I'll say I very much enjoy Hitch, but I guess a similar affinity.
Okay.
For movies.
So then, what's your greatest movie of all time?
Ooh. I hate making lists. I hate the number
it's
one.
It's not a list, just a one.
It's a list of one.
No.
That's a list of one.
A list. The term list means to have more than one.
Is that what it means?
Doesn't it?
I don't know that. I got to look it up.
It's a list of one. Give me a list of one.
Yeah. You can go to the grocery store.
What's your top favorite sports team?
Yeah, what's my grocery list?
Your top,
maybe I only got one thing to buy at the grocery store.
What's your favorite food?
I see the definition of list. A number of connected items or names written or printed consecutively.
A number of.
One below the. Wait, there are other things. Make a list of, that's the verb. All right.
Yeah, he's trying to find a loophole.
Admit your wrongness on a microphone.
Look, y'all didn't let me finish. I don't like making lists or ranking things as number one or whatnot.
Or insurance.
Now the addendum. Or insurance.
Or apparently insurance, as we talked about when we were on the way in here.
I don't believe in insurance. It's a scam.
What?
Yeah. I don't have car insurance because I don't own a car.
Okay.
I take Lyft everywhere. Shout out to Lyft.
Yeah. You can connect it to your Delta miles and get those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true.
They ain't paying us yet, so let's relax.
You were driving around in this little car with all these large men with no insurance.
I had insurance then. I just recently canceled when I got rid of my car.
Okay, excuse me.
So I don't need insurance.
Okay, fair.
That's why I save my money.
Okay, so no insurance. What else? What are your...
See, I don't consider myself a minimalist because I own furniture. My house is too big for my own purposes. It's not that big. Let me fix that. I have rooms that I don't use or need, but there are tenets of minimalism that I appreciate. So if I don't have a need for something, I don't really want it in my life for the most part.
Fair. So when you were back in your college days, there was something that you did need. And it was the City Boy dance. And I have something that I need. I need to see this City Boy dance.
I legit don't remember how to do it. This is 15 years ago. I do not remember how to do it.
The face he's giving.
I don't.
Come on, man.
I remember the song, kind of.
You remember the song, you remember the dance.
No, I don't.
It's like, come on, man. It's muscle memory.
No, it isn't.
I'm not going to hit it.
I really don't know.
Oh, it was just a lunge. You just basically did a lunge and like hung your arms down to the ground. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Come on,
hit us in one time. Yeah, you do. You just started it. The pec started moving. You knew what time it was.
I don't know the city boy.
Stand him up.
Come on, man.
Stand him up.
All I know is in Florida at the time, City Boy was hot. City Boy was hot around the early 2000s.
That just sounds like selective memory to me.
So if the
song came on, your body wouldn't just naturally go into it?
No.
We all find out.
I think we should find out.
City Boy.
I don't remember this. I just know
in his, when we were younger, he was capable of feats of strength, we were playing Mario Sonic Olympics one day in the living room. He punched a hole through the wall.
I don't remember, just by pure accident. Well, we used to have these Wii and Wine nights, so we would sip on some wine.
You had Wii and Wine.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm not a wine guy, so that sounds great.
We remember Wii Sports. We would play tennis. So I went to swing hard and I hit the wall because I was a little tipsy, But Wii and Wine,
that red.
I love that red. Sipping on that red.
So he hits it
with AJ. On the walk.
Oh, yes, he did. He hit the AJ Lee.
Same motion.
He did.
Was it the same?
He hit the AJ Lee.
How dare you?
You got to have it.
How dare you?
So he hits this thing, and there's like this massive hole in it, and he like stops and he looks at me, and I'm looking at him, and I just say, "Ooh, I'm telling." And I start running upstairs to go tell Mike, you're right. Straight snitch.
You don't listen to Cameron? Don't snitch.
I'll say to the kid, hey, look, if that meant me having to pay extra rent, I'll snitch. I wouldn't go pay any extra rent for that. Not for no hole in the wall.
Anyways, Wii Sports was real hot. And I don't appreciate that AJ Lee remark.
Okay, I'm just
because
saying.
Because that was a dark moment in my career. Because
you did the same motion. Yeah. I just had a flashback.
That was my first singles match on the main roster. And when I was in NXT, I wasn't used to people being right next to me. So I used to swing my arms violently. Get ready, you know what I mean?
So nobody's around. Let me just flail my limbs as hard as I can.
That's right. That's how I get ready.
This is how I get prepared.
That's right. And I didn't realize the proximity was off. But she took it like a champ. She didn't even know y'all were playing open chess.
Is that a game? You never played open chess?
No.
What?
What is that?
You just punch each other in the chest. And the first person to quit is a loser. Y'all didn't play open chess?
Everybody's a loser in that
game. That's not a game.
Don't push me in the chest.
Oh, y'all must have had a bunch of toys to play with and stuff. We had video games, and when we beat them, we didn't have nothing else to do. We played open chess. I bet y'all had a real nice upbringing, huh? All these nice Urkel toys, all these nice Falcons jerseys.
You're so bored that you say, "Oh man, y'all want to play some open chess?"
We were nerds trying to get stronger. So that's how we were trained.
We
didn't have access to that. We were like 11, so we're just trying to blunt force trauma because we wanted to be wrestlers. So like, well, if we beat on each other, then it won't hurt as bad when we start training. It was dumb. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the greatest podcast of all time entitled The New Day.
Feel the power.
Next episode, we got some good stuff for you. Use the hashtag AskNewDayPod, and we're going to be digging through a bag of y'all's questions. We're going to answer them. So send some good ones, send some bad ones. We'll kind of filter through them like a Brita, and we'll get the ones we want to answer.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, so make sure that you follow us on the Instagram and the Twitters. Follow me on Instagram at Xavier Woods, PhD. That's Twitter as well. Check out my YouTube channel, Up, Up, Down, Down. Kofi, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at, I'm sorry, what's my name? The True Kofi. Excuse me. I don't look myself up. And then on Twitter at The True Kofi. I'm sorry, at just True Kofi. Let's try it again. You can find me on the Instagram at The True Kofi, and you can find me on Twitter at True Kofi.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at WWE Biggie. But per usual, I don't need your follows. You think I need you following me? For what? Why are you even following me? And if you follow me, unfollow me. I don't need it. That's right. Also, make sure to choose your preferred streaming service, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help the podcast.
But yo,
I'm taking it towards you.
No, I can read it fine.
He turned it this way. I'll try to turn it towards you. I didn't move it initially. What's it on me? What's it on me?
I didn't
do the initial tilt. That wasn't me. The initial tilt. That was Woods.
Make sure to choose your preferred streaming service, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help get the word out.
And if you like the show, please share the podcast with your friends. And if your friends don't know how or where to listen to the podcast, show them. okay? Show them. Honestly, it's as simple as Googling The New Day. Feel the power. And you'll see lots of different ways to listen. All of them for the free.
Free, baby. You know you like free. You may as well use some free stuff in your life. Android users. Follow the show on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Google Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast, plural, so you never, ever miss an episode.